Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Ayin Amabez. We started the seventh parak yesterday, and we are in the sugyas of Hamadir, Nidarim that are taken on the behalf, when it's taken by the wife or taken by the husband. The wife and the husband was Mekayim the Neder. In the case that we discussed yesterday, how is it possible that some of these Nidarim were taken on if there are Shibudim between the husband and the wife, and therefore they shouldn't be able to take Nidarim that violate the Shibudim that the Torah insists on or that the Rabbanan insist on. So we came up with a couple of ways how, in the Reish of the Mishnah, he was able to Noder, he was able to Aser, the Mizonos, even though he is Meshubad. Maybe he did it B'Shas Erison, maybe he did it, he said, Si Masi Adach Mizonosayach, all different types of cases. Then we went into why the 30 days makes a difference, and how does a Parnas help? After all, a Parnas is somebody who's acting on behalf of the husband. So why would a Parnas help? Don't we say that he is a Shliach and Shlucho Shal Adam Kamoso? And Beijer Sugya in Shas, how to deal with Shlichus. How much do we say the shliach is like the mishaleach? What types of cases do we say that shlichus doesn't work on? There are certain elements and mechanisms in halacha that aren't given over, aren't nitan l'shlichus, like mitzvah shebegufo. Maybe that's the lumbus of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, as we discussed earlier. So we ended up saying that, no, if somebody says a more general lashon of kol ha-mefarnes eino mafsid, kol ha-zon, anyone who feeds my wife won't lose, so that's good enough to allow, that you get the idea across, so somebody should support the wife, but it is not called a shliach, and therefore it does not violate the neder. And we had a discussion in the Ritva, and the Achronim, does he have to pay afterwards? Should he pay? Should he pay? Probably should pay. Probably should pay. It'll be a good idea to pay somebody who's helping out his wife. But does he have to pay? So the Ritva says, Pashas, no, because that's the whole point of the person not being a shliach, that he doesn't have to pay. So once we quoted that Mishnah, so now we quote the larger version of that Mishnah with the Gufa about 8 lines up from the bottom by the 2 dots. So says the Gemara Gufa, quoting from Maseches Nedarim, Hamudur hana mechaveiro ve'en lo mayochal. If somebody is mudur hana from their friend, and his friend doesn't have what to eat, so he wants to help out his friend. And, right, it's not in halacha, once there is a halachic construct, just because I'm emotionally, you know, I feel bad, doesn't mean I can just go back on everything that happened. So I answered him. So now I feel bad about it. So you can't just say, okay, it's all good. No, you have to figure out a halachic way to get around it. So what do? So holy chetz achan v'ni aragil aslow. So you go to the storekeeper that you are ragil to, meaning that the storekeeper will trust you that you'll take care of everything afterwards. Vomerlo ish ploni mudur hana mimeni. So and so is mudur hana for me. Ve'eini yodea ma eslo. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do for him. And that's what you say. Who knows? Sein la uba v'notel mizeh. So he goes and gives him, and then he comes back to the this other person who is mudur hana and takes money from him. We have similar ideas in terms of hinting in other areas of halacha. So, for example, cases of amir la'akum. Amir la'akum, we also say that on Shabbos, in certain cases, when hinting is allowed, it has to be done in a way that I'm talking to myself out loud. I'm talking to myself, and the non-Jew hears about it, so in certain cases, without getting into the details now, you know, they're able to get the idea of doing the malacha. Because, again, the same idea. If I say a general lashon, they're not my shliach. And amir la'akum on Shabbos is usher. Why? One of 3 reasons the Rishonim give. Either Rashi says in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav, V'daber Davar, right? Rashi says that it's something that we shouldn't be involved in on Shabbos, number one. Number two, the Rambam holds in Ilchah Shabbos, it's a Gzeira, I might come to do it myself. If I have the non-Jew do malacha for me, then I might come to do it myself, number two. Number three, the third idea behind the Isser, Durabbanon, of Amir La'akum on Shabbos, which is what we hold. We hold 98% of Rishonim hold that Amir La'akum is Aser Midurabbanon on Shabbos. There is one day of the Smag, I think it is, that holds it's even in the hinted into in the Torah. But Rashi, the beginning of the last paragraph of Masechta Shabbos says, Shlichus. The Akum, the non-Jew, is my shliach. And even though non-Jews are usually excluded from shlichus, but l'chumra, in this context, we'd say, he's enough of your shliach for it to be aser. So three different reasons that we've shown him why Amir L'Akum on Shabbos is aser. One of them is shlichus. So that's part of how it, when I hint to a non-Jew on Shabbos, it's not always mutter. Just because I want the non-Jew to do something, I can always hint to him? No. But there are also different levels of hinting. The best way of hinting is the similar to the Lashon that we have here. Not that I say to him in a hinting way. I just talk to myself out loud in front of the non-Jew. It's really hot in here. Or, you know, it's easier for me to sleep with the light off. Right, so that type of hinting is not even directly hinting. I'm just describing the reality myself. So that's basically what you're doing here too, right? You're not a little more than that. You're not just saying my wife is hungry, right? A person is saying, you know, if anybody feeds, so then they're not going to lose anything. So it's a little more than describing the situation, but less than appointing a shliach. So again, that's another context where one cannot have a shliach, and therefore one tries to use this more general lashon. So that's the first case of the Mishnah. Second case of the Mishnah: Beso livnos v'gedero ligdar v'sadeo liksar. A person has to build a house. A person is trying to build a fence or a field to harvest holech, and he doesn't. Right, the person doesn't have what to do. The workers himself holech eitzel paalim haragil, and that's low. So I could go to the workers that are ragil to work for me. V'yomer lahan ish ploni mudur hana mimeni ve'eini yodea ma'as elo. So and so is mudur hana. I don't know what to do for him. Hein osinimo. So fine, they go and do their job. Uba'in v'notlin scharim izeh, and they come back and take their schar from the not real mishaleach, but fake mishaleach. Number three, hayim ha'achin baderech. Here it gets a little trickier because you can't just go to a third party. Achen vani, they're going on the way. Ve'ein imo ma yochal. Right, we're traveling together, and my friend who's mudur hanah for me has no food. No food. And I have food. No sin la'achel l'shum matana. If there is a third party that's traveling with us, I should give it to him as a gift. Here, have some food. And the other person could go and take it from this third party, and it's mutter, because he's getting it from the third party. He's not getting it from me. What happens if we're the only ones traveling? If there's no one else, it's just me and him, and I want to give him some food. I could just put it down on the rock or on the fence. Whoever wants, whoever can take it. Is that really a hefker? It has to be a hefker. I put it on and I'm really mafker it. Theoretically, if someone else comes out of hiding and takes it, they could take it. I wasn't only mafker it for him. I was mafker it. And then he could come and take it and eat it, and it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi Aser is not fundamentally. Rabbi Yossi Aser is because of Gzeira. He does not like this last case, or maybe even the last two. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Yossi, Gzeira, Mishum, Maisa, the Beis Charon. Gzeira because of a certain case that occurred in Maseches Nedarim. There's a case there that a son was mudur hanah from a father, and then he wanted his father to come to his wedding, so he gave his property to a third party, but he said, Beferish, I'm only giving it to you because I want my father to come to the wedding, which limited his type of hefker. So the person, the receiver, said, oh yeah, well I'm makdish at Olah Shamayim. Right? So he ran into a serious problems there. So because it was like faking, it wasn't a real hefker. But that's where Rabbi Yossi is gozer up to that case, meaning even a real case where one is mafkerit, up to that case, so he's not happy with it. But the Tanakhama says that it works. It works by putting it on the rock, which is important for the sugya of hefker. Another major topic in the postgame. There are two questions of Hefker. Number one, how does Hefker work? And number two, what does Hefker accomplish? How does Hefker work? Meaning, what do I do when I'm Mafker something? How is it looked at in Halacha? I'm Mafker my item, and I put it out onto the street. So, whose Rishus is it in now? A couple of choices. So, Pashtus, you might say, Hefker is in no Rishus. There is a Rishus of the Tzibur, and it belongs to the tzibur. That's how I would understand it. But it's not 100% clear in all the sources, right? Because there are certain sources which hint to the fact that, in both directions, that maybe there's still some connection to the original owner, or maybe there's already a connection to the potential person who picked it up the next day. So, this doesn't belong to anybody, but doesn't everything have to belong to somebody at some point? How could you have a limbo case where there's no reshus? So maybe there is. But it could also be the way, and this is discussed in the sugya of Yeyush also. How does Yeyush work? Is Yeyush the same thing as Hefker? Yeyush might be more, Yeyush might be less. But Hefker is looked at by some as a siluk, as a removal. I'm not really makne it, but I'm just removing my reshus. In any case, this Mishnah proves that it cannot be connected to me. Because I'm mudr hanah from him. If you pick it up and it's allowed, so it must be that you're not getting it from me. You're getting it from Rishus Acher, Rishus Rabim. This Mishnah clearly states that even if lumdus-wise you want to say somehow the mafkir is still involved, but nitty-gritty halachically, he's not giving it. It's not what we would call, another nafkamina is, what if a katan picks something up from Hefker? Could a katan own something, mida oraisa, if he picks it up from Hefker? We know a katan can own something on a daraisa level, unless it was Yerusha. So a Yerusha could go to the sun. But if I want to sell something to a katan, that it doesn't work. Unless Bali Tosfos in a few places say, well, das acheres makne could work. If I'm makne it to him, if I push it into his reshus, I sell it, I give it, so then that would work. Das acheres makne. That's a lashon from the Gemara. But Metzia, not said in this context, but Tosfos uses that principle to say how a katan can own something. That's why the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah that on the first day of Sukkis, I want to give my child my lulav, because you need lachem. There's only one lulav in the family, so what do? I give it to him. But, says the Gemara, I have to make sure that I'm Yotzei before I give it to him. Because a katan can get it, but he can't give it. So I should be Yotzei my mitzvah the first day, and then give it to the child, and then the rest of Sukkot doesn't matter that it's not mine. Because you don't need lachem the rest of Sukkot. You can use a borrowed lulav. But again, the issue is that they can get it, they can't give it. Why? Because das acheres makne. That as long as another person is willing it into his reshus. So what happens if a katan picks something up from Hefker? So if you say that if das acheres makne works, so is Hefker das acheres makne? Do we see the roots of the mafkir giving it to the katan? And therefore, the katan can own it daraisa or no way? It belongs to Hefker, the katan got it from no man's land. And therefore, he does not own it to Araisa. And that's why the Gemara says that if I steal it from the Katan after he picked it up from Hefker, on a Araisa level, that's mutter. We say, Mishum Tikkun HaOlam, you shouldn't do that. Because it's inappropriate, and it's not Kedoshin Tiyu for sure. But, Mida Araisa, it's not his. So again, that would also say that he's getting it from Hefker. It's not called Das Acheres Makne. Okay, two important sugyas of Hefker are relating to this Mishnah. So we continue now top line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, that it's a little more flexible in terms of how long we give the person before he has to divorce his wife. Because we feel bad for this marriage, we want to salvage it, so a month is given to a Yisrael, fine, I agree to the Tanakhama in that regard, because, you could just take her back tomorrow, but by a Kohen, it's a problem, right, the Kohen cannot be Machsha Grusha, so and therefore by a Kohen, we double it, by a Kohen, we give 2 months, says Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, Hayinu Tanakhama. What does he mean, Chodesh Echad? Rabbi Yehuda says in the first half of his statement, Chodesh Echad Yekayim, Shnayim Yotzi V'Ding Suba. So he asked the Gemara, Hainu Tanakama. So what's the Gemara's question? On Rabbi Yehuda, so Pashas, you might say, well, the first half of what he says is exactly the same as the Tanakama. So why does he have to repeat that? What does he have to repeat the further? The Tanakhama says 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda says you have a month for a Yisrael and 2 months for a Kohen. So the first half of what he says is exactly the same. So Hainu Tanakhama. So Gemara has two answers. Amar Abaya, Kohenes Asalashminan. First answer is you're right. The first half he really does not have to repeat. It's just the Chiddush is the second half. That Eishes Kohen, Rava Amar, Chodesh Mali, V'Chodesh Chaser Yigaminayu. The difference is the Tanakhama says 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda says a month. So that month means 29 days. So therefore, that's the difference between the two. Shin Mekubetza says, I'm even a little bothered by the question of the Gemara. Isn't it obvious? So now the Gemara says, oh, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? The Tanakhama says A. Rabbi Yehuda says A and B. So obviously, B is the chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Gemara saying? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Ika l'medak, my parach asked the shita. Valo behed yapol Rabbi Yehuda tanakamba. So we know what the chiluk is. What's the, I don't understand the shakla v'tarya. So, says the shita, two ideas. Number one, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say the second line? Right, as we explain the question. Why did he have to repeat the first line? Then the sheet has another pshat. And that is why, and you could say the first pshat alludes to the first answer, the second pshat alludes to the second answer. Why does Rabbi Yehuda change the lashon of the Tanakhama? That's what the Gemara is asking. The Tanakhama says, Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chodesh. That's what the Gemara is really bothered by. Right? Why did he change? If he agrees exactly to the Tanakhama, so why did he change the lashon from 30 days to a month? So that alludes to and leads into the second answer. Again, the Shita is just bothered by the simple pshat, and that's why he has to try to explain it on a little deeper level. Period. Says the Gemara Amarav. So the next five lines we had already 10 days ago, but there we had it in the context of that Mishnah, and here we have it in the context of this Mishnah. Amar Rav Lo Shanu, when do we say there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama? When is there a machlokas about how much time we give before divorce is mandated? Elabim Farish. That's only if they explicated how long the nether was for. There's a certain amount of time. Avo Bistam, but if it's unending, right, if it's just open, it's an open nether. It can be forever. Yotzi la'alter v'yitin k'suba. So Rav says, if it's infinite, if there's no definite amount of time, he has to divorce her right away. Before 30 days. Right? You don't wait till 30 days. Yotzi v'yitin k'suba. Right away. Ushmuel amar. And Shmuel says, no. Afilu b'stam lo yotzi. Even if it's not definite, lo yotzi, he does not have to divorce her right away. Shema yimati pesach l'nitro. Maybe you'll find a pesach. Maybe he'll find a way to remove the neder. And therefore, even if it's open-ended, still, he has 30 days before he has to divorce his wife. Says the Gemara v'afligo b'chadazim. No, didn't we have the same machlokas earlier, where we discussed in Adaf Samach Aleph, the Mishnah said there, if you remember, Hamadar Zishim B'Tashbash Amita. A man is Madar his wife from Tashbash Amita. Remember, yesterday's Rashi said that our Mishnah is not talking about Tashbash Amita, because he has a Meshubit for that. It's only talking about Mizonos. And then we got into, what do you mean? Mizonos is also Meshubit, and the Gemara had to come up with a case that the Nether is Chal. But there, the Mishnah said, a person has a Chiv of Tashbish with his wife, so if somebody makes a Nether, how long do we give? Beishami Omrim Shnei Shabbos. So it's 2 weeks, so Beisela Omrim Shabbos Achas. V'yama Rav, and there too. Omar Rav, Rav's in Machlokas ben Mefarish. The Machlokas between them is only if they are specific in how long. Avo Bistam, Yosef, Laal, Tavit, and Ksupa. But Bistam, everybody agrees, you give a Ksupa right away. Ushmuel Omar, Afilu Bistam, Nami, Lo Yotzi, Shema, Yimatze, Yimsa, Pesach, Lenizro, question mark. So what do we have the same machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, both on the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph and on the Mishnah on Daf Ayin? Right? What's the difference? So the Gemara said there and repeats it here at Tzricha. We need both discussions of Rav and Shmuel. De'i itmar bihahi. If I only had that first discussion of Rav and Shmuel on the Mishnah about Madar Ishmael Mitashvash Amita, maybe there Rav says it's immediate. Bihahi ka'amar Rav. Mishum de lo efshar b'parnas. Well, you can't do it, fulfill your obligations through a shliach over there. And maybe that's why Rav says, that's it, right away. But over here, where he can fulfill his obligations through a non-shliach, through a messenger, that's not halachically a shliach, so then maybe he would agree to Shmuel to give some more time. And if you only had the second discussion, maybe only here Shmuel says that you have the flexibility. But earlier he would agree to Rav that it has to be immediate. That is why we need both discussions. There's a machlokas we've shown him here. What happens if he was madir for his man katsuv? That was more than 30 days. We've said 30 days and infinite. What about 50 days? What if it's a Zman Katsuv for more time than 30 days? Do we say that, well, as long as she knows there's an end in sight, that's all that you need. And therefore she could deal with it. And maybe she'll even think that it'll be shorter. Maybe you'll get a Pesach, because after all, it was finite. Or do we say no? that if it's fine, as at least if it's not definite, then Shmuel says maybe it could happen right away. Maybe Shemi Yipsa Pesach Lenejor right away. Masha Enkin, if it's more than 30, then she's already given up hope. That's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba right here says that if it's more than 30 days, you need to divorce right away. Even if it's definite, says the Rashba. Inami Ba'omer Yotzi V'itin La'alter Delo Amar Shmuel Shemi Yamtin Shemi Yipsa Pesach Lenejor El B'madir Stam Tekiva Delo Parish Yeser Michodesh, since he didn't explicate more than a month, Sabra, you know what she thinks? Hashta Misvadaita. He's gonna calm down, he's gonna get a Pesach. Today it's gonna be Mutter. Aval Bimfarish La'olam O Yoser Michodesh. Sabra, what does she think? Kivan de Pirish La'olam, since he explicated more than a month, Yamod Kbinidro, to Ovid Inish Lachzuke Bidibure. If he says it, he said it to us. If he doesn't make us any number, okay, fine. But if he makes a number, that's more, so he's not going to go back on that. So the Rashba says, more than 30 days is just like not being definite at all. And the Ritva, not the Ritva here, the Ritva there. In the first case, on Daf Samach Aleph, the Ritva argues. The Ritva says, no, more than 30 days, he at least explicated a number. If he's infinite, then she says, okay, forget it, he hates me. He hates me, he doesn't want to be with me, he doesn't even give a number. So that's when she doesn't have any hope. But if it's a specific amount that she says, no, maybe, you know, he's going to goli daite shedaito lachzer ale v'hayomo macher yimse pesach l'nizro. He'll go tamten. If he limited it, so then, mistaba, he doesn't hate me so much. And therefore, he has plans to come back, so maybe he'll come back even earlier. So that's an important machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva. Where do you put the case of being madir more than 30 days? Good. Says the Mishnah Tnan, right in the middle of the Amud. Hamadir is ishto. Shlo titom echad mikol haperos. If somebody's madir his wife, that she shouldn't be able to taste one of any fruit. And Tosva said, we saw this yesterday, top Tosva is here. It means one fruit, not all fruit. Right? It means that, something that is possible, but it is, hurtful to her. Right, there is a self-denial that is involved. So Yotzi v'iten ksuba. So in that case, you have to give a ksuba right away. Pashtus says the Mishnah. So Bishlam al Rav. According to Rav, I understand the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Kan bistam, kan b'mefarish. The Seifa is a case of stam. Right, it is not definite. The case of the fruit, and therefore you have to divorce right away. But the Reisha, the case of 30 days, that's a case where you explicated a certain number. So therefore, that's where there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Elo l'Shmuel Kasha, but according to Shmuel, who says, even if it's not definite, you give 30 days. So why, in the second case, in the fruit case, do we say you have to get divorced right away? Right, because the Mishnah doesn't give any inkling that there's any delay. So the Gemara says, because the second case of the fruit is different. As Rashi already explained it on the Mishnah, Hach of Mayaskinan, Kigoncha Nadra Hi, V'Kiem La Ihu. Really, the case is she made the neder. She made the nether, she says, this fruit is usher to me. This type of fruit is usher to me. V'kiyam la'ihu. And then he was mekayim the nether. He was involved in the nether. So if a kasava, Rebbe Meir, who knows in esva ben shineho, and Rebbe Meir holds, in that case, it's his fault. Who knows in esva ben shineho? Rebbe Meir, who is the stam, right, stam mishnah's Rebbe Meir. So we want to say, that's why Rebbe Meir says, if it's his fault, he has to divorce her right away. He shouldn't have been mekayim the neder. Who knows in esva ben shineho? The Rashba again says, two Rashbas for today, the Rashba says, it has to be a case in his mind, when does Rebbe Meir say that, who knows in esva, where he, befavors was mekayim it. We know the husband has three options. Whenever, din daraisa, woman makes a neder, so on the day that the husband hears about it, he is able to do three things. Number one, to be meferit on that day. Number two, to be mekayimit. Number three, to do nothing. Doing nothing has the same halacha as being mekayimit. It's the same halacha. As long as we know he knew about it and he did nothing, right, the burden of proof is he has to be meferit. Not that, as long as he's not mekayimit, it works. So says the Rashba here, even though that's true, that being quiet and being mekayim works the same way, the same halacha, here, to be considered who knows in esla ben shineha, it has to be that he was mekayimit. To say that it was his fault, that he has a part that he has to then divorce. There's no raya to that, says the Rashba. Mistavra. Says the Rashba, Mistavra. This is the Rambam's Nir Ali. Yir Ali. There's the Rashba's Mistavra, Shekim la beferish, Kegon Sha'amar la Kayim lechi, Aval Shasak v'lo hefer lalo. If he was just shosig, you would not say, even though the halacha ends up being the same, that the neder works, you wouldn't call that who knows Saint Etzba. Mishum demasi lameimar, Aidi de taridna ishtaloi. Vayinu dekari lamadir. I was in the middle of something, I didn't get to it. Vime mekayim derech shtika lo shayach lemikrei madir. You wouldn't have called it madir in a case of who knows in Espa, if it was a case of Shasak. So even though, halakhali, the same thing happens, but that wouldn't be, the burden wouldn't be on him. Let's continue, and then maybe we'll talk more about the Lamdas. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Our mission is like Rabbi Meir, who holds who nasan Etzba. He literally put his fingers between her teeth, meaning it's his fault, and therefore he's going to have to divorce right away. But Vatanya, we learned in a Tosefta in Maseches Nazir, Ha'isha Shenadra B'Nazir, a woman who's known there has to be a Nazir. We know it's a Beferish Pasuk in Chumash, in Parshas Naso, Isha, Isha, a woman could be a Nazira. The Mishnah even describe a woman who was a Nazira for 7 years, then she made an Aliyah, then she had to be a Nazir again. So, she promised to be a Nazir. Vishama Baila Velo Hefer La, and the husband was not made for the Neder. Remeir Vereb Yehuda Omrim, he Nasna Etzla Ben Shineha. Remeir hold, it's her fault. She made the neder. Lefichach imratza ba'al hafer yafer. Therefore, if the husband wants to be mayfair on that day, he can. V'yamamer, and if he says, efshi be'isha nadranit, teitei shalob iksuba. And if he says, no, I can't stand this woman that's always making nadarim, then he can divorce her without iksuba. That's considered undermining of the marriage. And therefore, he can divorce her without iksuba. Just something we're going to get to a bezer on tomorrow's daf, but just to foreshadow already. We mentioned yesterday that whenever there's a breakup of a marriage, if it has to do with the marriage itself, then the ksuba is affected. If it doesn't have to do with the marriage, it's just stam, some other reason why the marriage is being dissolved, then the ksuba is not affected, meaning he still has to get the ksuba. So here, fine, it's her fault. But what does making nadarim have to do with the marriage? Right? It should be that she's an isha nadranit, and therefore he could divorce her. But with a ksuba, why does he not have to give a ksuba? So the Gemara in Tamar's daf says, Bavo nidarim banim mesim. The family is affected as an onesh for unfulfilled nidarim. So therefore, it is affecting the marriage. That's why Yotzi v'yitain shalo b'ksuba. So Bezrin, we'll get back to that tomorrow. Reb Yossi Reb Elazar Omrim. And Rebbe Yosef Elazar argue, no, who knows in Esa Ben Shinel? If he doesn't mayfair, it's his fault. And therefore, Lafiha, Kamasa, Allahafer, Yafer, if he wants to be mayfair, fine, Vim, Amar, Yefshi, Bisha, Nadranit, Yotzi, Vieting Ksuba. He can divorce her, but then he has to give a Ksuba. And therefore, you see from this discussion, from this Tosefta, that Rabbi Meir says, he nasna etzba. Right, Stira. So we're saying that our Mishnah is a case where she took an eder and he was mekayim it, and Reb Meir holds. Reb Meir, who is the Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one that holds. Who knows in Etzba, and therefore we'd make him get divorced right away. But that Tosef in Nazir says that Reb Meir holds that it's Enotzna. So Mara says Eifuch. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Omrim, who knows it? Reb Yehuda, Reb Lazar, Omrim, he knows it. Okay, switch it. Reb Meir is the one over there that says it is his fault. Right, so switch the Tosefta in light of our Mishnah. Tosus points out, again, something that we'll talk about on tomorrow's daf. Tosus says, it sounds like from tomorrow's daf that the only undermining of the marriage of is a woman who makes nedarim and does not fulfill them. No deres veinem mekayemes. From this discussion right here, from this Tosefta Nazir, it sounds like making the Dharm itself, even if you fulfill them. Just making a neder is something bad. Right? The Gemara says in the Dharm, if somebody is noder, veinam akayim, right, it's like ki'ilu banabama. It's like making a bama. So is the issue making the neder or making the neder and not fulfilling it? Is there something wrong with making the Dharm itself? Right? So the we mentioned in the past the Meshechachma in his Akdama to Sefer Vayikra, where he tries to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban. Machlokas about Karbanis in general, the Rambam who says that it is just preventative anti-Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban says, no, there's a lot more to Karbanos in the positive realm. Adam, Noah, all the Avos brought Karbanos. There were Karbanos even before Avodah Zarah. So the Meshech Chachma tries to be Mechalik between the Rambam is correct when it comes to Bamos, and the Ramban is correct when it comes to Mizbeach in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. But there, the Meshech Chachma relates to this Chazal, that making a neder is like making a Bama. Because why do you make a neder? To try to prevent yourself, you feel like you're going to overstep the bounds, so you try to make an extra geder. So that's what a bama is. Somebody feels the pull to avodah zarah, so they make a bama as a kind of a neder type of idea. But that's not the ultimate. Even just making the neder. Forget the Ino Makayim. Even just making the neder is not the best. The best is to be a balanced halachic personality, not needing the neder, not needing the bama, says the Yemesha Chachma. So again, that relates to Tosfos' question right here. So Tosfos says, is the bad thing making the neder, or is it making the neder and not fulfilling the neder? That's Tosfos' question. V'hadit's not. Tosfos the im. V'hadit's not bepirkin, that which it says in Tamar's daf. Remember, Tosfos didn't have dafim. That's why he says, Vahad bepirkin. They had prakim in the Rishonim. They didn't have dafim. But vahad is not bepirkin. No, there is a mekayemes tezi belo ksuba, avom mekayemes lo. But if you're mekayemet, there's no problem. Hani mili bishar nedarim. Says Tosfos, that's other nedarim. Right? But nedarim that have inui nefesh meaning self-denial, self-hurt. So then, afilu mekayemes yotze belo ksuba. Dieshchilak bein osen nedarim lashar. Different types of nedarim, says Tosfos. There's nedarim of inui nefesh and nedarim of non-inui nefesh. And inui nefesh, even just making the neder is a problem, even if one might fulfill it. Okay, an important ha'ara, we'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. Vayter in the Gemara, fifth or sixth wide line. V'savar, so we figured out Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, who knows, saying. But now we have another problem. V'savar Rabbi Yossi, he nasna, but Rabbi Yossi over there, you didn't fix. Rabbi Yossi, we just switched. Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, it's her fault. But v'hatnan. But Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi omer ba'anius shelo nasan kitzva. Rabbi Yossi says, the last line of our Mishnah, by a poor woman in the case of kishut. So, when is divorce happen right away? When he didn't give it a definite amount, an amount of time. So Rabbi Yossi, you see there, says, again, hu nasan, because he's going to have to divorce her right away. So Gemara says, okay, line it up. Ema, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, omrim, hu nosein. So put Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi on the side of hu nosein. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, omrim, hi nasna. So Gemara says, v'sav, Rabbi Yehuda, hi nasna. So Rabbi Yehuda, v'yotnan. Yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda, omer, b'Yisrael, yom echad yekayim. So Gemara says, okay, switch it again. Ema, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, omrim, hu nosein. Rabbi Lazar, omrim, hi nasna. So you're right, you have Raya's the other way, so three against one. Three says, hu nasan, Rabbi Lazar says, hi nasna. Says the Gemara, v'im tim salomer zuge zuge tani. And if you want to say, no, we'd rather have it two and two. That's generally how Mishnayos or Tanaim or Brises are. When you have a machlokas, it's two, you don't usually have 3-on-1. Usually have 2-on-2. So if it's 2-on-2, ema, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, omrim, hi nasna, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, omer, hu nosein. V'hastama, look, Rabbi Meir. Go back to what we said earlier about Rabbi Meir and just change our assumption. Even though usually we say, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, maybe it's not true here. The Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir really holds that it is her fault. Tinasna. Period. There's a Shaila in the Achronim. So what's the Nekudas Machlokas here? Hu Nasan and He Nasna. So the reality is she made the Neder, and the reality is he was Makai in the Neder. So what's the machlokas about her fault versus his fault? What's the nekudas machlokas? So it might be a general issue of how to look at a neder. When a woman makes a neder, so the Torah gives the opportunity for the husband to act. So what does that mean? Before the husband does anything, is it a neder yet? Is it a full neder? But the husband has power to remove the neder? Or do we say no? The neder, if a married woman makes a neder, the neder is not complete until the husband is mashlim, the neder. Right? The Gemara talks about amen, not really an exact mashal, that an amen is mashlim a bracha, like the Reb Chaim Mivolajan story, that he always wanted somebody to make say amen to his bracha. So here, when you make a neder, is it that it's a full neder, but the husband has a veto power, or that it's not a neder yet, and the husband has to sign off on it? So that's Gufa, that's probably the Machlokas here. Right? Is it him, is it her? Hu Nasan means it's not a nether yet. He has to be Mashlim the nether. She starts the process and he finishes the process. But the other opinion might say, no, the process is finished. The Haraya, even if the husband does nothing. Even if the husband does nothing. That's the biggest Raya that is done already. The husband has veto power. What would the other Shita answer? No, that's Shtika Gohoda. That doesn't mean that the husband does nothing. The shtika in that case would be just like a kiyum. right? So, and even so, the husband is mashlip. So that's an important discussion. How do you look at hatara? How do you look at hafaras and neder and the husband's power? It makes it even more interesting in a case of nara marasa, right, where the husband and the father have power. So there, is it easier or is it harder to say that it's not fulfilled yet? You have to say both of them have hashlama power. It's a little trickier, right? It goes to the root also of what's this? Is there a svara for the husband to, let's say, to do it? Right? The Gemara says in one place, and some Rishonim say, why does the husband have the power? Kol anoderes al das baila hi noderes. Right? Whoever makes a neder is al das baila. So what does that mean? Does al das baila mean that sounds like the husband is one that's mashlim it? Right? Different than other Rishonim who say it's exeris akasif. What do you mean? You have to give a svara? No, the Torah says there's the power. Forget al das baila. If she didn't have her husband in mind, right, it still works. So that gufa might be the machlokas as well, what the reason is for the power.
The Gemara sometimes uses a lashon of kiyam, though. It says, he nadra
the... Right, who kiyam, but the Rashba said, who kiyam beferish kiyam. But he didn't have to say that. Because halachically, even if he does nothing, it's still called a kiyam. So who, you're right, it says who kiyam, and the Rashba says you wouldn't say the word madir if he wasn't positively mekayim it, right? Nobody argues on the din daraisa. The din daraisa is even if he does nothing, it's mekuyam. The question is though, you know, what's Argamar talking about? And lumdus wise, would you say there's a difference between when he's mekayim it and when he's just shoseik? And he had to have known about it, but he didn't have to do anything to be mekayim it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'savar Rav Yosi Bani Yishlonos on Kitzva. But one second. So we try to say it's two and two. But one second. Rav Yosi now says, by a poor woman, so if he doesn't give any specific definite amount of time, that he has to divorce her right away, Alma, Baal Matzi Mefer. What, the husband can be Mefer this vow? What was the context? What was Rav Yosi talking about? The nether of Shloes Kashet, that I won't put on jewelry and beautify myself. So does Rav Yosi say that a man can be made for that at all? V'raminu. But we learned in Nedarim. Eilu Nedarim Shabal Mefer Mefer. What type of Nedarim? The husband cannot be made for all types of Nedarim. Which types can he? Dvarim Sheishba and Inui Nefesh. The types of Nedarim that hurt her, that deny her some type of pleasure. Like what? For example, Emerchas and Loerchas. If she makes a nether never to take a shower. Or maybe even today. Imes kashet and lois kashet. So Tana Kama says, Rechitza and Kishut are included. Amar Rav Yosi, Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh. No, not true. These are not Nidre Inui Nefesh. Elu Hein, right, those aren't included. Washing and Kishut. The Elu Hein Nidre Inui Nefesh. What are Nidre Inui Nefesh? Shalo Ochel Basar, Vishalo Eshta Yayin, Vishalo Asatz Kashet, Vibigdei Tzivonim. Meat, wine, putting on Bigdei Tzivonim. Right, that's... Inu Nefesh. Rashi on top. Genai ubizayon hula. If she can't wear colored begadim, then it's a bizayon umisgane alav. So that's, those are types of nedarim. So question mark. So you see from this source in nedarim that Rabbi Yossi says, eskashet, right, is not a neder that a husband can be mefer. So stira in the types of nedarim that he can be mefer. Let's continue and then we'll make comments. Hachamayaskinan bidvarim shebein olavena. What we're talking about here in our Mishnah is a case where it's not Inui Nefesh. There's another category that a husband can be mefer. Nedarim that affect the relationship. Beino leveino, meaning Rashi explains what type of tachshit, what type of eskashit are we talking about? A type of cream that removes seyar, ba'oso hamakom, which is something that affects. Dvarim shebeino leveino. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says you can be mefer, not because of Inu Nefesh, but because of the other category of Dvarim Shebein Olavina. So says the Gemara, Hani Chalamanda Amar Dvarim Shebein Olavina Baal Mefer. That works according to that opinion. Elamanda Amar Ein HaBaal Mefer Ma'ikala Meymar. But if you say the Baal cannot be Mefer, those types of Nadarim, only Inu Nefesh, so how does it work? De Itmar, as the we have a Machlokas Amarayim. Dvarim Shebein Olavina, Rebuhuna Amar HaBaal Mefer, Revada Barava Amar Ein HaBaal Mefer. Why? Why can a Baal be Mefer Dvarim Shebein Olavina? Items that have to do with the physical relationship, shalom atzinu shual shemesba for peer. Literally, we never find a fox that died in a foxhole. What does that mean? It means that if the husband and wife have been married, so he's used to her, and he'll be able to protect himself even if she doesn't use this type of cream. Right? So he could protect himself. Therefore, he can't be made for the neder. So again, we're back to the stira. of how could it, Reb Yossi, in our Mishnah, allow Hafaras Adarim in this case, and in Adarim, not allow it. We're in the middle of the flow, so let's just continue, and then we'll talk. Ela Hachamai Eskinan, what's the case that Reb Yossi says, he can be Mefer, could go into Talinu L'Kishutei B'Tashbash Hamita. She made dependent the Kishut, right, the ornament, right, putting jewelry or whatever it is on herself, bitashmish, meaning, what did she say? De amra, ye aser hanas tashmishich alai imes kashet. She made it connected. If I put on kishut, if I put on all these things, then it's am aser to you. Kita amra of kahana, hanas tashmishi alai kofeo mishabshaso. If she just says, I can't, right, my tashmish is aser on you, then doesn't work because there's a shibud. Hanoas tashmishech alai. Your tashmish is also on me, yafer. So then he can be mefer. The fishein machin la adam davar ha'aser lo. Right. So then that is that type of formulation does work. Stop there for a moment. Let's make a couple of comments. Number one is fascinating, simple question. The Sharam Sion of Halacha here asks, Reb Yossi holds that Kishut and Rechitza are not Inui Nefesh. So what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we know the five Inuyim. And included in the five Inuyim is washing. So how could it be that Rechitza is not called Inui if it's one of the five Inuyim? So says the Sharam Sion Malacha, unless Reb Yossi has to hold, like Machlok has been shown him at the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, what is included in the Issa Daraisa of Inui? Machlok has been shown him, right? Whether all, the Rambam says, all five Inuyim are Daraisa, right? Eating, drinking, Sicha, right? Nil Sasanto, all of them are Daraisa. Only eating and drinking get Kares. But all of them are Daraisa. That is what the Rambam says. Bali Tosfos, Ari Bali Tosfos says, no, only eating and drinking are Daraisa with Kares. The other four Inuyim are Durabanan. So maybe that's what Reb Yossi would have to say. That on a Daraisa level, Inui only includes eating and drinking, like he says. But the other ones, like Rechitza, are not. Maybe that's one answer. The Ran in there says, this is one of the examples of Masra Akas of Lachachamim. He agrees to the Rambam that it's Daraisa, but in a different way. Masra Akas Lachachamim figured out what is Inui. According to that, also, this Reb Yossi would have a problem. But that's a great kasha that the Gemara doesn't ask. In terms of Inui, well, as you say, there's a difference between Inui Nefesh for Yom Kippur and Inui Nefesh for Nidarim. Right, on Yom Kippur, it's V'nisem es Nafsho Seichem. It's Nefesh. Right, so it's hard to be mechalik between the two, but that is the important comment of the Sha'arim Mitzvah Ba'alacha. Also related to this, the Chashuk Echemed discusses on Inui Nefesh here, what happens, She'ila? Ma din biyameinu. What happens, Bizman Hazeh? If doctors advise a person not to eat meat or drink wine, not good for you. Too much meat, go on this diet. And the woman, the Isha, l'to'elas atzmanadra, ki choshesas mimachlos. And the woman, you know, wants to make sure that she listens to what the doctor says, so she makes a neder against it. Which is interesting. Why would a woman do that? Right? Because we know that halacha, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael Kadosh, mean halacha affects us much more than, you know, medical. Right? Like if we're supposed to be on a diet, right, and we're not supposed to eat something, you know, we might cut corners, we might do it, and we might eat it anyway. But if we're fleishik, we know we're fleishik. That's it. It's finished. Is that why don't we have the taiva to eat the ice cream if we're fleishik? But if we're on a diet, we have the taiva to eat the ice cream, and we might violate. Because it's halacha versus a different reality. And Baruch Hashem, Yisrael Kadoshim Eim. That's why this woman did this. She doesn't want to just hear from the doctor. Right? She wants to have it halachically, even though you might say the doctor tells you to do something, halachically you should listen to it. But either way, that's the shaila. Hey, bal yuchal ha'feres ha'neder. Is that called inui nefesh? Or do we say, no, the doctor said it. So, shuva, mistaver, says the Chashuk Echemed, yuchal ha'fer la. Mistama, he can't be made for it. Why? Because even though the doctor said it, that doesn't mean that she can never have it. It means that she shouldn't go overboard once in a while, for yantif, for Shabbos. So she still did more than what the doctor told. The doctor said, usser ever, never. So that's what he thinks, that it's still called Inu Nefesh, and therefore he would be able to be made for. Once we have it open, once we have the Chashuk Echemed open, let's just do the other piece that he has here, one of the other pieces, and that is talking about Dvarim Shebeino Levina, what's considered something. So usually in the Gemara that means items that have to do with the physical relationship between them. Shela, there was a story, Maisa Ba'adam, a man got married, wonderful, And after the wedding, it was nisbarer that the woman has a terrible snoring problem. Terrible snoring problem. And he cannot sleep in the same room with her. So the actual Dvarim Shebein Olav Eino is not affected. But after they finish whatever they have to do, he can't sleep in the same room with her. Is that called a Dvarim Shebein Olav Eino, which might even make be a Mekach Tos, and there's no marriage? Because usually when a husband and wife get married, they get married assuming that they'll be able to sleep in the same room together. But if she has this terrible snoring problem, so, right, Uvakish Lagarsha. And they tried everything, and nothing works. He writes in brackets, B'yameinu, Baruch Hashem, we have medicines for almost all types of snoring problems. But let's say this is the Metzius. This is the Metzius. The husband cannot sleep in the same room with her. Impossible. And the woman says, no, I don't want to get divorced. So what do you do? So he quotes from the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz, right, a couple hundred years before, the Tashbetz has a tshuva where, again, Rachmanu Litzlan, these are cases that come up that hopefully we hope never come up. A woman had a bedwetting problem. Bedwetting problem. Every morning she woke up and she wet her bed. So the Tashbetz had the Shaila there. Do we say that's grounds for divorce in terms of not even divorce, Mekach Tos, that we're not sure. So he discussed it there, Machlokas Aposkim there. Again, it doesn't affect the marriage itself. It affects whether they can sleep in the same room. So he goes back and forth here, and at the end, he says, it for sure does not ruin the Kiddushin L'mafreya. For sure does not ruin it, because they could have regular marital life together. Afterwards, there's a problem about going to sleep. Right? That's not something that ruins the marriage. V'gam yichon lios yachad, kol zman sheim arim, v'yachar kach, teilek lishon b'cheder acher, l'chein nirat she'ein zu sibel agerishin, v'shari tfila lo ninalu. Right, so therefore he just says he does not think it's a siba for garrison. Again, they have to do the best they can. But that's that. Then he, just related to this, he has a case of, that there was a case that he remembers of Hartava, again, of someone who was bedwetting, that if she says, what about Bizman Hazeh? In the days of the Tashbetz, he had one shot, but nowadays we have plastic that you can put over mattresses, nothing gets ruined, we have diapers that even adults could wear. So do we say the whole Shiloh changes? V'ulai b'yameinu v'adavar kal yoser. Uv'prash yishenim hayom, yeshlem hayom darkei ripu l'minias hartava v'tzarach iyan. And then he quotes a story that one time there was a case of a chassan and kala, and the kala, you know, had this problem, and the chassan, well, didn't want to divorce her, but he was just worried about a mekach tos. So they went to Rav Shach. Went to Rav Shach to ask what to do. And the Rav Shach, you know, did a little research, and he realized, he says, where do you live? You live here. So the Shach says, move to Yerushalayim. Move to Yerushalayim. They went to Yerushalayim, and the problem stopped. Had the problem stopped. So the problem was that they were living near his parents. They were living near his parents. The Shach says, maybe she's intimidated, maybe this, maybe that. So go live in Yerushalayim. They went to Yerushalayim, and the problem stopped. And he writes in parentheses, "Kimuvan she'itza nifla hazu ha'isa miluveh betfilotu brachot." Right, it wasn't just magic of Yerushalayim and Rav Shach. It was obviously davening, but anyway, that's the story that he quotes from Rav Shach. We continue now, though, along these, related these lines. So he came up with what Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to be made for. What type of neder, even though it's not eating nefesh, but this case he links it to the tashmish. Says the Gemara, now where we're up to about the 12th line, velo teskashi velo telsar. What do you mean? She links the kishut to the tashmish. So never put on this makeup. So imkein karola menuvelas. That's never going to work. Then she's going to become a nuvelas, and she's going to put it on, as it's going to become aser. Vitiskashit vitalsar, ilo beishame sheisha basas, ilo beisilo shabas achas. What do you mean? So let it become aser. We learned 10 days ago that there's still a limit, there's a week or two that beishame and beisilo give them. So no. Hani mi deheicha da adra ihu. If he made the neder, then fine. Desavra mirtach rasach ilavai. She thinks, okay, he got angry at me. Vahasha mosiv daite. He's going to calm down. Aval hacha de nadra ihi. Vishasikla. But here she made the neder and he didn't say a word. Savra mi deishtik misnu desanile. He must hate me. He must hate me, and therefore, you know, it's, you know, she loses hope, ironically, in the case where she made the neder, more than when he made the neder. Period. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Bani, Ishlonas on Kitzva, Vakama Kitzva, how much is the Kitzva for Rabbi Yossi? Omer Yudam Shmuel, Yud Beis Chodesh, a year. Rabba Barbachan, Omer Biochanan, Eser Shanim, Rav Chizda, Omer Abimi, Regel, Yontif, Shekem Benos Yisrael, Miskatash Beregel. Whenever it is, whenever Yontif comes out, right? It doesn't matter if it's long or short, or the Rishonim are saying. It's not an issue of time. It's an issue of Yantif can be in 2 days from now, right? She wants to go to her family on Yantif, and if she can't, that's a problem. Because Isha Chashuva is Nehene from the Reach of her Kishut for 30 days, and therefore, that's why 30 days is the limit. Where did we have Reach, women's Reach, and Besama and perfume recently? In the Masechta? So if you remember, we had it back on Daf Samach Vav. Back on Daf Samach Vav, where we had the issue of how much does he have to support her to give her spending money to buy perfume, and they said, oh, this only applies to women in Yerushalayim. And Tosfos there said, what do you mean Yerushalayim? They didn't even need perfume because of the Ktores. Tosfos said there on Daf Samach Vav Mabes. Tosfos said, you're right, they needed it for the other types of beautifying elements. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we mentioned, said, no, just the opposite. You wouldn't want to violate Me'ilos. That's what they had to have a lot in order to be Mevatel. Right, that was the discussion there. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, if a man makes a neder that his wife should not go to her parents' house, doesn't want her always going to her parents' house. So, Bismachi, how could he make such a neder? Not in his control. The Tosfos read here, how could he make such a neder? It must be, he linked it to, all fruit are usher to me if you go, something like that, to your parents' house. So Bismachi, hu ima bi'ir, if they live together in the same city, that it's much harder for her not to go. So chodesh echad yikayim, shnayim yosef yidin ksuba. Bismachi, bi'ir acheres, if they live in a different city, then regal echad yikayim, shlosha yosef yidin ksuba. Again, the Shimon Kubetz emphasizes, there's no time, objective time. It just has to do with yantif, whenever yantif is. Next, Hamad is Isha Shlotel Lebesa Avil Lebesa Mishteh. A man makes a neder, his wife cannot go to a wedding or to a shiva, as we'll see what that means. Besa Avil Yosef Yidin Ksuba Bebreishinu Befaneha. He has closed the door in front of her. What type of door? The Gemara will say. But he's closed the door in front of her, and therefore he has to divorce her right away. She can't live like this. But if he says he has a good reason for it, whatever the reason is, we'll see, then he's allowed. All my law, third part of the Mishnah, Almanasha Tomru Laploni Masha Martali, if he says, I'll be made for your neder on condition that you give away our secrets. Shetomri Laploni Masha Martali, you have to tell Ploni what you told me. Oh, Masha Marti Lacho, what I told you. Oh, Shadema Mala Umaar La Ashba. Or you fill and empty the garbage. We'll see again what that means euphemistically. Yosef Yidin Ksuba, all these are considered impossible situations, and therefore, in that case, he has to give Ksuba right away. Okay, we'll stop here by the Gemara, and get ready, tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is the Das Moshe, Das Yehudis Gemara. The one daf in Shas that talks about the covering hair, about being mafresh challah, edechanem and bisurin, major daf coming up at Hashem tomorrow. Somebody once commented that they like cliffhangers, so try to leave a cliffhanger. Tomorrow's daf, and Hashem will talk about it then. Okay, Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight this week.